From Mondakistan to the Flathead, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, there is a lot of serious stuff in the news that we're going to talk about here this morning, but we got to start off on a lighter note. We got to start off on a more random note. It's always good to have our friend John Jackson, the Joker from X, in the house with us here. John, hope you had a good weekend, all considering. Great to have you back on the show. Thanks for being with us.
So much news happening just constantly. It's hard to keep up with. Changing seems like every hour.
Yeah. Hey, I got to ask you. So I know you were overseas. You were in Afghanistan as a federal law enforcement officer. I was overseas with the military. Are you sensitive to loud noises at weird, random times?
I totally am. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, like, I'm the type, and maybe there's a lot of other guys that are like this. Like if my wife's making smoothies for the kids, and all of a sudden the blender goes off, I'm like, oh, come on, you know, and I'm like, oh man, I'm like, hit the deck, you know what I mean? Well, okay, so you're with me on that one. Do you guys have, or do you have a Roomba at your house? Have you ever used one of those robotic vacuums?
No, but my mother does. My mother lives by those things. She loves it.
Oh, okay, great. Well, anyway, so they're kind of loud. So anyway, it was just hilarious. I was like, oh, I got to joke with John about this. So anyway, I think maybe it was Saturday or Sunday, probably Sunday, because we were back from the football game and everything. And anyway, my wife comes out, and she's about ready to start the Roomba. So she gives me the warning ahead of time. Let's get ready to rumble. Thanks for the warning, honey.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for the warning.
You should see my hearing chart. My hearing chart goes across the spectrum, and then it goes down like a lightning bolt, down to the bottom, and then back up in this one range of sound. And what they call it is sudden impact hearing loss. Guess what that's from?
Oh, yeah, I can only imagine. Now, some loud sounds I still really like. Like, you know, some good loud music or you know, loud booms, especially if it's fireworks. I love fireworks because, see, when we were overseas during a major holiday, I mean, you know, hey, you couldn't really celebrate too much, but you could fire off a flare or something like that, or maybe go out to the shooting range and have a little bit of a boom to celebrate just a little bit with some incredible Americans. So those are some of the loud noises that I like.
I can't take the loud music anymore. And I don't mind the fireworks and all that stuff. But yeah, I'm the same way. I get that because I've just had too many. You know, what was it? Well, like they said in Anchorman, loud noises up against my ear. So yeah,
I was going to use that too. I couldn't remember if that was from the movie 40-Year-Old Virgin or if that was from Anchorman. So yeah, I was going to do the loud noises reference as well. Or remember when they take the tape across his chest and they just tear off the chest there? Ah, Kelly Clarkson. Sometimes I might shout out Kelly Clarkson in moments like.
That's 40-Year-Old Virgin right there. That's 40-Year-Old Virgin. And you know they did that live.
They did it
because
live?
They wanted his actual reaction. Yeah.
All right, you know what? We're going to try that one on you next week, I think. We're going to do it live, too, right here.
It won't work on me because I don't have any hair on my chest.
Oh, you're one of those guys, huh? Oh, one of those pretty boys out there on the beach, I see. All right, well, let's get ready to rumble right after this.
It's September 16th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is Mayflower Day, which commemorates the day when the pilgrims left England headed for the New World in 1620. The Mayflower originally intended to land in Virginia, but after more than 3 months at sea, rough conditions and bad weather blew the ship off course, they ended up at Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Eventually, the group of men, women, and children would settle in Plymouth. Also on this date, in 1630, the Massachusetts village of Shawmut officially changes its name to Boston. And in 1993.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and scrambled eggs.
The sitcom Frasier, starring Kelsey Grammer and David Hyde Pierce, debuted on NBC. The comedy about the neurotic radio psychiatrist and his family would run for 11 seasons. If it's your birthday today, you share it with the founder of department store chain JCPenney, James Cashpenny, born in 1875. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. those jelly heads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
A message from FireSafe Montana. With the large number of homes being built in the wildland-urban interface, it is the responsibility of the homeowner to use ignition-resistant materials. Many buildings in a wildfire are burned from the roof down. Consider using a metal or asphalt roofing material. The siding of a home is subject to extremely high heat during a fire. Look into the use of stone, stucco, or cement board. Contact FireSafe Montana for more information.
This message brought to you by FireSafe Montana and aired by the Montana Broadcasters Association.
Hi.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I got to joke around with John Jackson just a little bit more before we get into all the serious news topics of the day. A lot of the obvious topics we're going to talk about, and then some of the other things that John's got on his list and that I've got on my list for you here this morning. Plus, you can jump in on the conversation, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. And by the way, if there's a listener out there and you've never called into the program or you rarely call into the program, we always try to take newer callers first, and we try to do Montana callers first as well. But we also really enjoy hearing from some of those callers elsewhere across the country, especially, you know, John's got over 100,000 followers on X, so we get to hear from some great folks across America that jump in on the conversation with us on Tuesdays as well. John, this was pretty funny. So last week, you and I chatted just a little bit on the radio. First off, thanks for covering down on the show while I was getting set up. Both at the University of Montana Stadium Club on Friday morning. But it was funny because I was talking to you and I was, you know, doing the scene setter. Hey, I'm here on the 50-yard line above the stadium looking down on the field. In fact, the cheerleaders are down there right now. And you were like, oh, really? The cheerleaders are down there. And so I shared a photo later in the day from me, you know, high atop the stadium. From the 50-yard line, and the field was empty. And so my wife says, well, where are the cheerleaders at? And I'm like, thanks a lot, John.
Well, I guess you can take comfort in the fact that you know she's listening.
Yeah, she is listening, right. To
your toe, and she's right. But I liked your photo later that you shared of the cheerleaders with some dude in the front ground. I have no idea who that was.
You have no idea who that was.
You shared a Yeah.
Yeah, no, of course, that was a great photo. So then I had to reply on Saturday. I said, found him. And because I was standing there and I ran into Braxton Mitchell, state representative out of Columbia Falls. Great young man. You know, he was with us on the show yesterday. He was a Turning Point USA ambassador. He talked about first meeting Charlie Kirk at 18 years old. And so I ran into Braxton Mitchell, you know, just as the tailgates were getting underway. And, of course, all the cheerleaders are right there. And I'm like, Braxton, we got to get a photo with the cheerleaders in the background. And so, yeah, we had some fun with that. And then of course, John's on X and like, who is that with you in the photo? I don't see anybody else with you in the photo.
I got to hand it to you. That was some brilliant selfie picture taking right there, how you managed to get you, him, and the cheerleaders in that shot. That was a good job.
Well, not only that, but I got Monty the mascot right in between both Braxton and I, and he's got the Army fatigues on in honor of, you know, the military appreciation game and the military alumni reunion. So, yeah, no. Some things you just can't plan them. They just work out. But hey, speaking of the University of Montana campus, I wanted to start with this Chuck Grassley story that you were telling me about during the break. But speaking of the University of Montana campus, I don't know if you heard about this story yet, John. The Missoulian has a report now. You know, there was a big Charlie Kirk celebration of life. They had football players, student athletes, and others at the University of Montana, celebration of life for Charlie Kirk on Friday night. I think they said maybe 400, 500 people, if I remember right. But then this, on Sunday afternoon, a bunch of radical leftists held a rally of, they're saying, about 200 people called Grizzlies Fight Fascism. And so the trans Tifa fascists on the left were out there, and some of their signs were just outright despicable. One of their signs read, "Rot in Hell, Charlie Kirk." They are telling you exactly who they are, these vile, repugnant, violent leftists.
Well, let this be a warning to all of them. Anybody that's listening out there that would dare to do this kind of crap, those days are officially over. And right now, for the past 4 days, there are people out there all over the line, gigantic accounts like Libs of TikTok, who are systematically hunting down these people and exposing them. And it's all over the spectrum. You're talking about academia, legal, military, medical, the student body of colleges, and they are exposing these people. And I'll tell you something else. All of these people are getting fired and or expelled from their universities. So word to the wise there, Purple Hairs.
Well, you know, and speaking of universities, you know, it's worth pointing out that in all of these instances, look, we all support free speech, right? We supported campus free speech in a campus free speech bill that went through the Montana legislature. Some of these very same leftists stood against campus free speech. Some of these liberal judges against campus free speech. So apparently, if they don't think folks have free speech rights on these college campuses, apparently they fully endorse the concept of using the student conduct code to throw every single one of these people, or if they're faculty, right off the campus, right out of there. And no refund either on your tuition and fees.
You absolutely do have free speech, but you are maybe crossing the line of what an individual company or the government or your university thinks is acceptable behavior when you are actively calling for violence, wishing people dead, glad that people are dead. And see, these people can't stop at this. This is the thing, Aaron. They get out there. They cannot stop at speech. They have to get up in people's faces and harass them and end up physically assaulting them. And that's where it goes right down the crapper.
Yeah. And by the way, it's worth pointing out that speech that incites violence is not constitutionally protected speech. And also, this isn't about cancel culture. This is about accountability culture. There's a great headline by TheFederalist.com detailing exactly why these people can and should be fired, especially if they're in positions of public trust or authority in getting taxpayer dollars. All right, more to follow. Back right after this.
Fox Sports Update.
And everyone running in man coverage with their backs to Mayfield. They don't know that he's got. He takes it and just does what he does.
15 yards on 4th and 10. The Buccaneers alive.
On ABC and ESPN on 4th and 10 from their own 32-yard line with a minute 32 to play in Houston, trailing the Texans by 5 points. The Buccaneers got their first down with Baker Mayfield's 15-yard run, and the Bucs kept going.
Hot in motion. They are going to run it. And no signal yet. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Rashad White on top with 6 seconds to go.
On ABC and ESPN, the Buccaneers beat the Texans 20-19, improved their record to 2-0 for the fifth season in a row. Baker Mayfield threw for 215 yards and 2 touchdowns to Ryan Miller and Emeka Egbuka. The Texans got 207 passing yards and 1 touchdown from C.J. Stroud. Houston dropped to 0-2. The second Monday Night Football game in Las Vegas, the Chargers beat the Raiders 20-9. Justin Herbert threw for 242 yards and 2 touchdowns for Los Angeles, which improved to 2-0. Herbert connected for a 10-yard touchdown in the first quarter with Keenan Allen and a 60-yard bomb to Quentin Johnston in the second quarter. Raiders quarterback Geno Smith threw 3 interceptions. Las Vegas dropped to 1-1. Next Sunday, the Raiders will visit the Commanders. Washington quarterback Jaden Daniels may not play. He suffered a knee injury last Thursday that has his status in question. If Daniels is unable to play, Marcus Mariota would start versus the Raiders. Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy has a high ankle sprain, suffered in Sunday night's loss to the Bears. McCarthy figures to miss 2 to 4 weeks. The Vikings will start Carson Wentz in McCarthy's place against the Bengals. Baseball, Kyle Schwarber hit his 53rd home run, beat the Dodgers 6-5 in 10 innings. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we're going to talk more about accountability and some of the other big things in the news right now, and especially accountability for these violent left-wing criminal organizations and what the White House is looking to do to, quote, uproot and dismantle these left-wing terrorist networks in America. First, and kind of on a related front, it looks like FBI Director Kash Patel is testifying on Capitol Hill here this morning. I was looking at some Fox News radio stories here during the break. Yeah, the Senate Judiciary Committee holding a hearing this morning with FBI Director Kash Patel on oversight regarding the Bureau. And John, you were telling me there's a big story that stood out to you already based off of the news reports already coming out of that hearing.
Yeah, breaking this morning, Senator Chuck Grassley reveals that he has an FBI whistleblower that is, and they're confirming this through Kash Patel, that The Bureau pre-Patel during the Biden era under Chris Wray had an operation called Arctic Fox, in which they were actively targeting Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA. And it further just illuminates the fact that that FBI is so completely penetrated with leftist operatives, they have got to do a purge out there. Just last week, in the middle of this Charlie Kirk investigation, Kash Patel held an all-hands teleconference with a bunch of his people. It got snitched out to the New York Times.
Yeah, and I think the same could apply with nearly every single federal agency out there. Yeah, one of the things that I saw here, let's see, I mentioned the Senate Judiciary Committee holding this hearing this morning. Committee Chairman and Senator Chuck Grassley says that the Bureau under the previous administration had been targeting Republicans and President Trump and emphasized the need to return to its core mission of protecting the American people. Let me play it for you. Here is what Senator Grassley had to say.
Since the Trump administration took power, many FBI agents have been removed. The removal included agents and prosecutors who became partisan weapons that lost their way, and I've made records public to prove it.
All right, there you go. Yeah, Chuck Grassley isn't one of these bomb throwers on Capitol Hill. He is a very measured, diplomatic guy. But, John, I'm with you. Until you purge these federal agencies of bad actors, you're never going to clean it up and get it back on track. The other thing that stands out to me, John, about this story is you think about everything that was happening to this country, frankly, everything that was happening around the world. You know, Joe Biden's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan and then the terror that that unleashed really all over the world because of the American weakness on display. It essentially rolled out the red carpet and the welcome mat for Putin's invasion of Ukraine. And then on top of that, they lost hundreds of thousands of kids, many that went into the hands of sex traffickers and human traffickers. And yet, look at what they were doing, the violence, the crime in America. They weren't using these law enforcement agencies to go after criminals. They were criminalizing their political opponents.
Yeah, and I understand how, say, some of these purges, you know, people's instinct is to do them quietly and not let it out in the public. Well, see, right now, Kash Patel and Dan Bongino not only have to do that purge, but they have to do it publicly because it's not only sends a public message across the FBI itself, but see, it tells the public out here that we're cleaning this place up. And maybe sometime 6 months or a year in the future when, you know, an innocent citizen gets a knock on their door because the FBI wants to talk to them about something, maybe they saw something or have some information the FBI would like, maybe that citizen would be more inclined to talk to the FBI in versus saying, no, you know, call my lawyer, because that's what everybody's telling the FBI right now.
We talk about accountability, and you're seeing this in certain states across the country where now, okay, you know, like down in Texas, I think it was, there was like over 100 school teachers who were cheering and celebrating the political assassination of Charlie Kirk, and they're now being shown the exit. And again, it's not about a culture, a cancel culture. It's about accountability. If you hold a position of trust, if you are a tax working for a taxpayer funded organization, and you are basically making it clear that because you think that Charlie Kirk deserved to die because of his beliefs, that you are essentially saying that we, the people who agree with Charlie Kirk, also deserve to die because of our beliefs, you should not be allowed to hold a position of trust. It's simple, basic accountability.
It really comes back to, I always think back to what Mike Tyson said a few years ago. He said, out here on social media, people have gotten way too comfortable disrespecting other people without a fear of the punch in the mouth. And that's what this is all about. These leftists have become way too comfortable out here threatening people, fomenting violence, talking about terrorism, fomenting terrorism with no consequences ever. Well, it's a whole new day, guys.
Well, and I think, too, I know last week when you were helping to cover down on the show, you know, really in the near immediate aftermath of the Charlie Kirk assassination, I mean, you said this is war, you know, figuratively said this is war, figurative in that sense. But really from a standpoint of accountability and cleaning up the crime in the streets of America, we have got to go after and dismantle these radical, violent, leftist networks. Somebody was dropping off pallets of bricks in those cities before those woke white leftists burned those black neighborhoods down. Somebody was showing up in Los Angeles and delivering those ready-made protest signs before the violent protests against our federal immigration, you know, and customs enforcement officers took place. Somebody has been funding these violent criminal networks across this country. And Transtifa and Antifa, they even had a Transtifa outfit in Salt Lake City, just north of that UVU campus.
Yeah, and anybody that's not prepared for that or doesn't understand that that needs to be done right now, y'all are just not paying attention, or you are too squishy to be around us. Go and sit down and the men will handle this.
On that point here, I got to play one soundbite here from Stephen Miller, White House policy chief, of course, deputy chief of staff, talking about how, look, this to this very point, they are going to find out who is doing this and who is paying for it. And you think even President Trump was asked about labeling and declaring Antifa as a terrorist organization, and he certainly is leaning in that direction. I'll get to that soundbite here in just a second, but first, let's go to Steve in Ballantyne on the phone lines. Steve, thanks for the call. What's on your mind this morning?
Morning, guys. Okay, my what's on my mind is that really young gentleman during this last election, he was on Bongino quite a bit, where he was going around all these college campuses and getting people registered to vote conservative Republican. I don't know his name, but, you know, are they going to scare him off to where he's not going to want to go around registering people at these colleges? You know, what's his, it'd be so cool if you know, someone could actually get him and talk to him and see if he's, you know, what his thoughts are. Are they going to scare him off now? Or are they going to try to take him? Remember, he's like 18 years old or something. He's real young and he's running around to colleges, signing people up, registering them.
Yeah. Good question. I'm trying to think if that was that the long haired guy out in Pennsylvania that they credit with the big victory in Pennsylvania in large part.
I think so.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I'm spacing his name, John. Yeah. Steve, thanks for the call. John, are you remembering that guy's name? I should remember his name because what a patriot he is. I wonder, will people be intimidated or are American patriots more emboldened now? I hope I hope people are more emboldened. I mean, yeah, you got to be smart. You got to think about, you know, watching your back and watching out for these crazy folks out there. But I think people instead are emboldened by this. That's why you're seeing thousands and thousands of young people reach out to Turning Point USA to start a chapter in their high school or in their college.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's Scott Pressler your caller is talking about. You look back on my timeline on X, and within hours after the news of Charlie Kirk being assassinated, I put that very post out. I said, right now, Scott Pressler needs to have a brand new or beefed up security team. And it's people like him, people like Laura Loomer, people like Libs of TikTok, all of these people out here that they're on their enemies. Look out. And I tell you know who Matt Walsh is? Out here on X, he's got his own podcast, everything. He called this back a while ago. He said, these people are beaten. These trans lunatics have been beaten out here, but make no mistake, this is when they are at their most dangerous. And he was exactly right.
Well, even Charlie Kirk warned. The Daily Caller had a story last week where Charlie Kirk, a few months ago was warning about assassination culture because there are so many people on the left that, and polling shows this, where they are perfectly comfortable. They are perfectly fine. They think that violence is the answer for disagreement. Tom Elliott, at Tom S. Elliott on X, quoted some numbers that were shared by FIRE, which is a free speech organization. 48% of liberals said it would be justified to kill Elon Musk. 55% said it would be justified to kill Trump. 22% of Democrats said they believed it was acceptable to murder the United Health CEO. And J.D. Vance talked about this yesterday, John.
Oh my God. What are we even discussing here? I mean, Barack Hussein Obama had the murderous Black Lives Matter movement in the White House before he left and told them, good job, keep it up. I mean, there's not even any discussion here. We know exactly who has been pushing and enabling and fomenting this violence for at least the last 9 years.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
How voters view Donald Trump's presidency easily falls into two buckets. Issues like immigration, border security, and public safety in one. In the other, all things related to the economy. His job ratings for each are quite different. Our Fox News survey shows Trump's weakness continues to be the economy. 39% of voters approve of his handling of it generally. It's 36% on tariffs. And the fewest number, only 32%, are happy with how he's handling the cost of living or inflation. Now, here are his strengths. 47% approve of how Trump is managing immigration. 50% give him a thumbs up on crime. And his best marks, 47% approval, are on border security. It's also his second highest approval ever on any issue in a Fox News survey. The highest, 60% for how he handled the hurricanes in 2017. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Poll Parade.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, we got to go back. John, we got to joke a little bit more. You know, all this serious stuff here to talk about is that we need to talk about. But, you know, earlier we were joking about loud noises. Somebody's feeling our pain here. I got a message on the Montana Talks app from a listener in Columbia Falls. Not sure the real name, but the nickname is Ice Axe in Columbia Falls. Good morning, Aaron. Army Ranger here. I was at a Grizz football game, and they scored, and you know what happens after that? Needless to say, I was as flat as a pancake, and everyone was looking at me, but they all seemed to understand. Yeah, after the Grizz score a football game, the ROTC cadets fire the cannon, and it's a pretty loud boom. So you could just see them hitting the deck, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah. And you know how you know people that have been around a lot of that stuff is your average citizen, say, will, when you hear whatever one of those kind of noises, will turn around and be like, what was that? But like one of us, we turn around and go, "Oh, no, that was a shotgun. Oh, that was a pistol. You know, that was a 30-06. You know."
Yeah. You know, but kind of on that front, though, you know, I talked yesterday about what an honor it is and how reassuring it is to be amongst warriors and amongst fellow patriots, especially during times like this. And, you know, given the tragic loss of Charlie Kirk last week, you know, we were joking around earlier talking about, you know, running into Braxton Mitchell and, you know, the photo with the cheerleaders in the background. And, but, you know, last week, I don't know if it was a blessing or a curse that I was on the road and wasn't able to take phone calls like we normally do because I did the show from the Capitol for the 9/11 ceremony on Thursday, and then I was at the military alumni reunion doing the show for Friday. But you know what, man, I'll tell you what, from the Capitol and being there with first responders, law enforcement officers, military veterans, public servants, people serving in office, and it's like, wow, you know, what an incredible group to be amongst. And then to go and catch up with some of my, you know, fellow ROTC cadets from 20 plus years ago who've been on deployment after deployment and haven't seen many of them for around 20 years or so. And then all the other military folks that were there for the alumni reunion and the USS Montana crew, the active duty forces that were there. It's like, man, you know what? It is always such an honor to be amongst warriors. And then to see the celebration of life that took place on both MSU and the UM campuses, and then the celebration of life that took place for Charlie Kirk all across the state, frankly, Great Falls, Billings, over the weekend. You know, that's when we're reminded that we are amongst patriots, we are amongst warriors, and that's exactly who we get to be with every single day on a show like this.
Yeah, I think this thing, the assassination of Charlie Kirk, has rung a bell in the American people like nothing I've seen, like nothing even, maybe even more than the attempted assassination of President Trump, because all they saw in this close-up, graphic, horrific video was a young man just trying to talk to people. And they blow his neck out with a high-powered rifle. These crazy, tranny lunatics. And I tell you, people have just had enough of it. They have declared out there enough.
Yeah, and by the way, that reminds me, I got to play that Stephen Miller soundbite. Here is Stephen Miller, White House Policy Chief, Deputy Chief of Staff, talking about, you know, really the violence all across America, but particularly the violence coming from these radical left-wing terrorist groups.
Yeah, so I think what you're referring to is there are these nonprofit entities that organize, as the president mentioned, attacks on ICE officers, attacks on Border Patrol agents, organized doxing campaigns, which are a violation of federal law. They break off cement and they bring into riots. They have organized drop points for weapons, organized drop points for gas masks, organized drop points for all the materials necessary to launch a riot. Of course, you saw that during the Black Lives Matter riots as well, too. So there's this whole network of organizations. And I think the key point the president's been making is somebody is paying for all of this. This is not happening for free. And so under the president's direction, the attorney general is going to find out who is paying for it, and they will now be criminally liable for paying for violence.
All right, there you go. Yeah, Stephen Miller. We'll get John's reaction to that in just a second. But first, back into the phone lines we go. We got the mighty Human Z calling in from Michigan. Z, good to hear from you.
Great Lakes greetings, gentlemen. I hate to be a bummer today. I don't have anything funny really to report. I was going through the New York Post, though, and we're talking about left-wing terrorism. And there's a sad development here in the Luigi Mangione state murder case. The judge, Judge Caro, tossed charges of murder in the first degree as an act of terrorism and murder in the second degree as a crime of terrorism. As we all know, terrorism is the way to shut down these groups. We have such proliferation throughout our institution and society of these networks of people who are promoting this terrorism. If the judges throw out, you know, the charges of terrorism, We've got to roll up our sleeves. We can't let up on this outpouring of not only support for Charlie's family, but for rooting out these individuals who are just anti-life. It's like they're Satan's troops, you know. And I'm using that as a euphemism there, but really they are so diametrically opposed to this. Isn't about, you know, the you know, the loyal opposition, right? This is about people who want to use violence to end the country. This is so important. We got judges in place here. Luigi Mangione stated his reason why, which was terrorism, you know?
Yeah, and what is the really definition? Bad. What is the definition of terrorism, right, Z?
Yeah, exactly. Do we have laws that support us having the federal authorities go after national terrorism? You know, that's the thing we've been talking about on the podcast recently. Are the protocols there beyond declaring, you can declare a person a terrorist, but what about a group? You know, Garland used to declare people affiliated, and somehow they could ignore the rules to scoop people up with J6 and everything else and put people on the watch list. So we have to dot the I's and cross the T's, unfortunately, because their minions, the judges, toss this stuff out. So it's
That's a really good point you make there, Z, because look, if a judge is going to ignore what the very definition of terrorism is and just brush this aside as some other random violence or other random murder, I pulled up the Oxford Languages definition of terrorism: the unlawful use of violence and intimidation, especially against civilians, in the pursuit of political aims. Is exactly what happened against Charlie Kirk. It's exactly what happened in that case as well. John Jackson, your thoughts?
Yeah, there's so many nuances in that. And trust me, you know, I had federal prosecutors walk me through this stuff my whole career. And unfortunately, you know, out there, you can't, the law is not what you want it to be or what you wish it to be. It just simply is. And sometimes there is some advantage to overreaching in charging, and other times there is not. Other times you better lock that case down tight, and what you charge is 100%. You have the evidence to dunk this person on, and you have to go all the way through that statute to know it. Did that apply in this case? I don't know.
All right, let's sneak on another caller. We've got Chris in Columbia Falls listening to KJJR. Chris, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Yeah, see if I can go through this whole mess here and realize, we need to realize that these people are useful fools. Now, people like Charlie Kirk was a special person in a way that he had such a photographic mind, but he was an independent kind of thinking person. And I recognized that for a long time with other people. So Charlie Kirk had an interview with Alan Jackson, and Alan Jackson wrote a book, Angels, Demons, and You. Well, Charlie Kirk would take on issues like that and have people try to understand just where did we come as a nation? You know, why is this happening to us? And if you go back in history, 1620, Mayflower Compact, and I've said this before on the radio, Mayflower Compact was a social compact and a foundation for the United States of America. They left England because of this social order over there that was almost becoming what we're becoming if we continue down this road. So he was very excellent in how to explain this to people, and people were resonating this.
Yeah.
And that's what disturbs these people.
That's why, yeah, no, I think you're nailing it here, Chris. I think the real power of Charlie Kirk was his memorization of Bible verses. And I think that truly the reason he was assassinated is more about the spiritual warfare in this country taking place right now than it is the political warfare taking place in this country right now, because he was such a powerful voice on that front. All right, we got to hit another hard break here. We'll get to Tanner in Lakeside coming up right after this, and then John Jackson joining us, I think, for next hour as well. Stand by, back with Montana Talks right after this, 406-294-0970.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
They can call him a misogynist, and all he did at Turning Point was promote up-and-coming women. One is a friend of mine, Emma Jo Morris, who he once worked on my TV show and broke the Hunter Biden laptop story. He was promoted, you know, called racist, and yet he sought out and highlighted minorities all the time that work at Turning Point USA. You know, but really, what he's really called a fascist, if you really want to break it down, is because of Trump derangement syndrome. He supported Donald Trump, and he shared his political beliefs. Falsely smeared, called every name in the book, but daring to challenge liberal orthodoxy in this country. And smeared with lies and just outright slander.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, check it out. A new discovery found a massive trove of gold coins in the Czech Republic, minted by a long-lost civilization. It's from before the 2nd century BC. They also found silver coins among the artifacts. Not only have gold and silver been valued for thousands of years, but they can physically last that long as well. Just another reason why I have partnered with the award-winning company Goldco. I'm also a customer. Now, they sell gold and silver, and they're great at what they do. So if you're ready to learn how gold and silver can help protect your savings, call now 855-815-GOLD. On the web, it's HannityGold.com. They'll send you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. You can do your own due diligence and learn how you can get 10% in free bonus silver. It is the best silver offer out there. Don't miss this one. 855-815-GOLD or HannityGold.com. One more time, 855-815-GOLD or HannityGold.com.
Fox rocks.
I'm Monica DeLuca. Rapper Cardi B reveals who else we'll hear on her upcoming album out this Friday. Summer Walker, Selena Gomez, Kalani, Lizzo, Tyla, Janet Jackson, Megan Thee Stallion, and others will be featured on songs on Cardi B's second album titled Am I the Drama? Demi Lovato announces her ninth album called It's Not That Deep. The singer has already been teasing her next dance pop era with the release of singles Fast and Here All Night. It will be expected out October 24th. Bad Bunny is teaming up with Amazon Music for a live stream of his surprise final show at his Puerto Rico residency. This Saturday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, fans can watch the Grammy winner for free on the Amazon Music app, the Amazon Music channel on Twitch, and Prime Video. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
Hey, morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Aaron Flint here. Good to be with you. We've got John Jackson, the Joker from X, in the house as well. We'll try to get to all the callers on the phone lines before we wrap up this hour of the show. But if we don't get to you, either stay on the phone lines or call back in right around 9:06, because we're going to have the phone lines open for the 9 o'clock hour as well. And obviously, this is a conversation that needs to continue and will continue. Next up on the phone lines, let's go to Tanner in Lakeside. Tanner, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind this morning?
Thanks for having me on, guys. Great show. I would just like to say, you know, those of us that are on the conservative side of the Republican Party, we've been warning about this stuff, you know, for years now. I would like to remind your listeners in 23 when Representative Zephyr had their little tantrum in the assembly there, in the legislature, nothing happened to him, her, with regards to the tantrum that they pulled. People were arrested. They were booked and released. The only thing that came of that was they raised over $40,000 in 12 hours to then go carpet bomb with pamphlets and social media, all this trans identity stuff. And Greg Gianforte didn't hold him, her to account. And Austin Knutson didn't hold him, her to account. All those folks were booked and released. And all it was a fundraising stunt. So it starts with those little, you know, Rudy Giuliani had the window breaking episode. You gotta punish the small things, or else they lead to the big things later. So just wanted to leave it with that. We need to pull people to account when they step out of line.
Well, that was a Lewis and Clark County deal there. Yeah, I totally agree with you that those folks should have been prosecuted for the trans-tifa, trans-erection attack on our Capitol. And by the way, hats off to then Speaker of the House, Matt Regeer, for holding the line and holding Zephyr accountable for cheering on that transurrection at the Montana Capitol and censoring him. And I know House Republicans took a lot of flack over that. Republicans, period, took a lot of flack over that. But it absolutely needed to happen, especially for that blood on their hands remark and that anti-Christian bigotry that was on full display. John, I don't know your thoughts, but I would say, though, that I do disagree with the way the governor responded to these public employees that are celebrating the murder of Charlie Kirk. The governor basically said, look, it's disgusting to see people using their freedom of speech to celebrate Charlie Kirk's murder on social media and further divide our country. But then he basically says, look, we have a law that protects free speech and free speech when it comes to social media posts in particular. And so he says, while it sickens him what he saw on social media, he says he must and will uphold his oath to the Constitution and the laws of our state. I do think, especially within the Superintendent of Public Instruction's office here, if there are teachers, for example, like down in Texas that are celebrating this assassination, I think, look, before we just say, oh, free speech, can't do anything about it, launch an investigation and investigate it. Because if somebody's in a position of public trust and they think that we should die because of our political beliefs, they do not deserve to be in a position of public trust.
100%. And while I will tell you that I actually agree with laws like that, and I, you know, free speech other than threats and inciting violence should be absolute, other than those two things. But here, I tell you what my agency would do to these people. Oh, you're going to get out here and post this heinous crap? Well, we're going to look at what time and day you posted that. And if you're posting that kind of crapola out here during your duty day when you said you were working, but instead you're online posting hate, we're going to do you for that.
Well, and frankly, same thing. If I had been serving in the military and had cheered on the death of a political opponent in America or called for the death of a political, I would have been thrown out on my you-know-what. You talk about, you know, we had that message, you know, talking about being flat as a pancake. You'd be flat as a pancake kicked out, just like what thankfully Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth has done to some of these leftist service members. You're out of here. All right, hey. Let's see. We got more great callers on the phone lines. We'll get to you guys coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Sorry we ran out of time this hour of the show, but John's sticking around with us for the full 9 o'clock hour, taking your phone calls as well. So maybe we'll start with a lightning round right as we kick off the show. Stand by. Back right after this.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
We just kind of knew from the beginning that we were family.
They showcased a sense of love that I never had before. I mean, he's not only my parent, like, he's like my best friend.
At the end of the day, it's all been worth it. I wouldn't change a thing about our lives.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
How do airplanes fly? What's in this box? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Learn how to store your gun securely and make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.